correct our thoughts, to clean out our stinking thinking. Because if we don't sit long enough with the King, we will begin to operate in our own flesh. We will convince ourselves that we are all right when we're maybe not all right.
Hey guys, this is Pastor Tommy. Thanks for joining us today at the Church at Bushland. Man, we pray that your faith will be encouraged and inspired from today's message.
I want to give you a quote from the great theologian Winnie the Pooh. He said, "Never underestimate the power of doing nothing. Never underestimate the power of doing nothing." God kind of beat Winnie the Pooh to the punch in Psalm 46:10. He says these words, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Many of you know where we live. We live in the greenways. Across the street from our house is the park. And all that stuff, the playa and all that. Shrinking playa. I'm trying to fill it up. There's a gentleman. I have met him. He's a truck driver. He comes out every once in a while. He plays basketball all by himself. Older gentleman. Not a young guy, but not an old guy. Right? But he shoots ball for hours all by himself. And so on one of our walks, I went over and met him. His name's Terry, he's a truck driver. Got to know him a little bit. I do know this about him right off the bat. He is absolutely in love with Jesus. Absolutely in love with Jesus. And we talked about it. One particular evening, our house faces southwest. I went outside because the sunset was just one of them panhandle sunsets. And I walk out my front door, walk down a couple of steps. And the sunset's gorgeous, man. And I glance over to my left, to the basketball court. And I see him playing basketball. And he put the ball down. And he walks over. And he starts doing this. And I'm looking around. There are people walking. Cars on Sauncy just racing. And in the middle of all of that, one guy stopped long enough to see that and know who did it. And was exalted. I wonder today how long it's been since you stopped long enough to get still and to see him for who he is and to give him adoration for it. Not when we gather as a church, but when there is no church going. One of the things that breaks my heart, I guess I'm just getting old, the people too fast, too much in a hurry, too many things. And they almost feel like they can't stop. And what we really need to do more than anything is stop. I want you to go to your word. John 16. I want to read several passages right here. They're familiar passages. That might be a danger. John 16:7 says this. "I tell you the truth," Jesus speaking. "It is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." skip down a couple of verses in 12 and 13. I have much to say to you, more than you can bear. But when the Holy Spirit, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak, watch this, on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. A little bit further down to the last verse in 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Today, we know that. For many of us, we're very familiar with that. But sometimes what God needs to do is to remind you of the familiar in hopes it will become new. You know the word reboot? If you have a phone or laptop or any type of computer device, you know what reboot means. So I'm not techie by any means. I have the ability to use it, but they're very limited, all right? I have some loves in my life. I love sports. You know that about me. I love landscaping. Love it. Love it, okay? I come up with ways to do more landscaping. I have landscaping. I just like to add to the landscaping. And I love weather. Absolutely love weather. Doesn't scare me. I love it. Dr. Dave and I are very close friends, still are today. So I have my phone out, and I know that there is a dry line and there are storms. But I go to my app for my radar, and I'm like, you stupid phone. Baby, my radar don't even have nothing on it. I can tell there's a storm out. Don't, nothing. And she just says in this sweet little voice, baby, how long has it been since you rebooted your phone? I don't even know why you should have to do that. Well, let me remind you what reboot means. You know this. You simply take that device and you turn it off and you wait a little bit and you turn it back on. So I did that. Do you know how gorgeous that radar was? It just lit up like a Christmas tree. I said, thank you, baby. Can I say this to you? All that stuff can be very familiar with us. But we get so busy sometimes, and we got so many apps that are open, that we oversaturate the system. And sometimes what we need to do is just what we do to our phones and devices. We need to turn ourselves off and leave it off for a little bit. And turn it back on. And you'd be surprised what that will do for you as an individual. So I want to tell you some of the benefits, three benefits of rebooting your devices. Many of you know these, but I want to remind you, but I want you to see it in the backdrop of yourself. Number one, if you reboot your device, it will fix performance issues. In other words, it will speed up sluggish devices. You ever get sluggish? You ever kind of get out of sync? You ever get where you don't recognize yourself? You ever get frustrated over little things? You ever make big things, little things bigger than they need to be? Sometimes those are signs that you need to unplug. You need to turn yourself off and then turn yourself back on. And sometimes if we'll do that, it'll fix ourselves. It'll fix performance issues. There's nothing wrong with the phone. It's just overstimulated by the amount of apps and things you're chasing. And if we'll turn it off, it'll reset it and refresh it. Maybe what we need this Memorial Day weekend is to find an opportunity to turn ourselves off and leave it off for a little bit and then turn ourselves back on and see if it doesn't help reset us a little bit. Second thing that it does, it improves connectivity. Reconnects your phone to cellular towers and Wi-Fi networks. The Bible says it this way in Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Woo! Don't let us pass through a dead zone with our phones. Frustrates us to death. But we're okay with dead zones in our walk with the Lord. We don't mind those. We don't want to take our device and throw it out the window. We don't want to get frustrated over drop calls. I wonder how long it's been since you reconnected yourself to the strong tower named Jesus, so that he might improve our connectivity, not just with him, but with others. For many of us, we have an addiction problem to our phones. We need to flip the script and have an addiction problem with Jesus, the strong tower. That's the tower we need to run to, and we will be safe. For many of us, we're in danger and we don't know it because we've been so disconnected from the tower, we don't even know what we're looking at. We don't know the tower like we used to. Our connectivity is messed up. The third thing it does, it boosts security. It boosts security. Wipes memory that could potentially be targeted by malicious software and threats. Do we have an enemy? What's the enemy about? He's here to what? Kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. He is a strong tower that we need to stay connected to, because he and he alone will alert us of malicious software and threats and devices out there. Romans 12, go there with me. Go to Romans 12 real fast. Romans 12, 2. Romans 12, 2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. But be what? Be transformed by the renewing of what? Our minds. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Sometimes we need to sit still in the presence of the Lord and allow him in his presence to wash our minds, to give us a bath, to redirect our thoughts, to clean out our stinking thinking. Because if we don't sit long enough with the King, we will begin to operate in our own flesh. We will convince ourselves that we are all right when we're maybe not all right. It will improve and boost security in our lives. I want you to go in your Bible to Proverbs 21:30. Proverbs 21:30. I want you to see this passage of scripture. It's powerful. This is New King James Version. I usually preach out of NIV, but I want to quote this or use this out of the New King James. So if you're using a different translation, it may say something a little different, but it's kind of the same. This is the New King James Version. Proverbs 21:30. Did I say three? Probably did. Proverbs 21:30 says this. There is no wisdom or understanding or counsel against the Lord. I want you to hear that. There is no wisdom or understanding or counsel against the Lord. Let me say it like this. There is no wisdom, there is no understanding, there is no counsel that's better than the Lord. Better than the Lord. Better than the Lord. Flip back a little bit to John's gospel again. Go back to John 10. Back to John 10. Look at John 10, 4. John 10, 4. When he has brought out all his sheep, or brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. Look down at 9. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. So the Holy Spirit is the greatest of all greatest of all greatest counselors. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and they hear my voice, and they follow me. He says they will come in and go out and find pasture. Proverbs 21:30, as we just read, there is no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel against the Lord. No wisdom, no understanding, no counsel better than the Lord. I'm going to say this to you. I don't know how you feel about it. There are basketball players, and then there are, or is, Michael Jordan. Cade, you need to get up and shout. That's fine. What I'm saying to you is this. I appreciate those guys. I appreciate the young guns today. But I'm going to tell you something. Every one of them, you could just start naming the hall, buddy. Michael Jordan picks up a basketball today and walks on a court. All them boys, they'll drop their balls. Michael Jordan can do things on a basketball court that nobody ever, ever has been able to do. One night, Michael Jordan had 103 fever, was spiking about 105, came out of the dressing room 4 or 5 times and just lit people up. I mean, lit them up. Off the dribble, left them breaking ankles. I mean, they had cast all over the place. And he had a fever. Some guys can't even play if they're perfectly well. Just nobody loves them enough to tell them. Here's what I'm saying to you, and I mean absolutely no disrespect to anybody that is a licensed professional counselor. If they're honest, they will tell you the same thing. I am a counselor, but I am not the counselor. See, Tommy and I do a lot of counseling together. Kate will do a lot of counseling. Tommy's a tremendous counselor. But all three of us have one thing in common. The whole time we're talking to you, we're trying to point you back to the greatest counselor ever. And his name is Jesus. We can counsel, just like them boys can play basketball. But there is a counselor. His name is Jesus. There is a basketball player. And his name is Michael Jordan. And there is nobody that can match up against Michael Jordan. And there's no wisdom, understanding, and counsel that can match up to the counsel that comes from the Holy Spirit. We know all this, don't we? But we don't do it often enough. There's nothing wrong with seeking counsel, seeking wisdom, and seeking understanding. But let me say something to you. You can play with basketball players, or you have the opportunity to play with the best basketball player. The counsel over here, I'm not saying it's bad. It's probably really, really good. But it will never trump the one called Jesus. Never. I want you to look at that scripture again, Proverbs 21:30. Again, this is out of the New King James Version. I want you to listen to it as I read it again. There is no wisdom. In my Bible, right above the word wisdom, I wrote clarity. What you see today is people that are cloudy. I'm hearing this more and more often. I don't understand. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I cannot pick, choose, differentiate. And I simply say to them, how long has it been since you sat still and quiet with the Holy Spirit? There's no counsel against the Lord. There's no wisdom that's going to come. There's no clarity like he will bring. He says in John 16, I have much to say to you, much more than you can what now? Bear now. But I will tell you what is to come. With Jesus and the Holy Spirit, you as a kid, you as a king's kid, you as the sheep will hear his voice. You will know. He says you will know. You will come in and come out and find pasture. We'll talk about that in a little bit. He is the one who will bring wisdom in your life. If you're in a place right now, and it's okay if you're there. I don't know, Pastor. I don't understand, Pastor. I it's too many voices, Pastor. I can't decide. I can't choose. I can't pick. I don't know. Be still. Be still. Okay, I'll go pray. No. No. Do not pray. What? You're a pastor. You tell me not to pray? Right. Shut up. Sorry. We don't say that in our house. But what I'm saying is, you ever told somebody I'm going to go be still and all you do is go talk? But God, you know, I'm right. God, you know what I'm up against. Who the heck are you talking to? He knows. Be still. Be still. It is a spiritual discipline that you must learn how to do. Because he has wisdom he wants to impart to you. But he can't get you to be still long enough. Don't I need some instrumental background worship music? No. What if I need my phone because I might need to look up a scripture? No, you don't need your phone anywhere near you. Anywhere near you. Well, don't I need a Bible? You need the Bible, but that moment you don't need the Bible. He's about to impart through the Holy Spirit all the wisdom you could ever get in your Bible. But you got to be still. He'll bring clarity. He'll bring understanding. You know what? You know what follows understanding every time? Peace. You ever had something, you sit still, you got clarity, you understand, and you stand up and you go, ah, now I know. I don't need to talk to another person. I know. I don't need to hear nobody else's opinion. I know. And why do you know? Because the understanding came from who? The Holy Spirit. Once Michael Jordan breaks your ankles, you never are in a debate about who's the best. Once he hangs three after three after three on you with 105-degree fever while he makes Gatorade become famous, right? You will always remember that, okay? You're a poster child for all the revenue that Gatorade made off Michael Jordan, all right? When you're with the best, he'll bring peace. There's no counsel against the Lord. What is counsel? When God is your counselor, you can trust him. When the Holy Spirit is the counselor, you can trust him. I've had people say at my table before, my counselor says this, but I'm not sure about it. Here's what you won't say when you sit still with the Lord and hear his voice. I heard the Lord, but I'm not sure about that. Oh, no, you'll never say that. Once you get wisdom and understanding from the Lord, you get that counsel from the Lord, you say, I trust that. I'll trust that because he's good. I want you to go to Psalm 23 real fast, and we're going to get out of here. Psalm 23. Many of you do not have to work in the morning. Some do probably, but many of you do not. Let me give you a passage of scripture for your cup of coffee. On a quiet porch, patio, quiet place. Two verses, Psalm 23. The Lord. Same Lord in John 10. Same Lord, John 16. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. Watch 2. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. And just a little bit of verse 3. He restores my soul. They will come in and go out and find pasture. Tall, luscious grass for his sheep. Quiet waters to drink from. Some of y'all are thirsty, man. Tired, grinding, fast. 5 months of the year already clicking by. Have no idea how we got to Memorial Day this fast. Life is crazy fast, man. But I remind you, in the midst of everything, can you grab a moment with the King that can change your life forever? Can you stop in the middle of all the crazy, throw up your hands, and worship him? Can you be still and know that he is God? In all of your chaos, he will bring wisdom. He will bring understanding. He will bring counsel. Be still, know that I am God. I'm going to invite you to stand, church. Ministry teams will be in the back if you want someone to pray with. But the altar's wide open for you. Maybe what you need today, maybe what you need this weekend, maybe what you need before you start the summer is a reset, a reboot. Turn yourself off. Leave it off a little bit. Turn it back on. See what it does to you. Be still and know that he is God. Learn the spiritual discipline of being still, doing nothing. So the altar is open. If you kind of just need to come up here and say, God, stop my crazy world. Help me slow it down. Teach me to be still. So I'm going to pray for us. Then as we worship, you do obedient. You do obediently whatever the Holy Spirit said to you. Father, we love you. Holy Spirit, you have spoken. Your presence is in the house. God, I pray that you will find us obedient to whatever you have said in the house. God, may you move us by the Holy Spirit today. May we learn the spiritual discipline of being still before you. God, we love you for it all. In Christ's name. Amen.
Hey, thanks for joining us today here at the Church at Bushland Online. Hey, if you were inspired by today's message, we'd love to hear from you. Just drop a message in the comments, or you could email us at info@thechurchatbushland.com. We'd love to hear what God's doing in your life. Also, man, if there's anything we could agree for in prayer with you guys, just text the word pray to 806-557-1800. We believe there's power in agreement with the Lord. And so if we could pray for you, just do that for us. And if you'd like to connect further with us through social media, just search The Church at Bushland. You can find out more things that are coming up here and get involved that way. And then if you'd like to plan a visit, we'd love to see you face-to-face. We have services here 9 a.m., 10:30 a.m. every Sunday. You can go to our website, thechurchatbushland.com, and plan that visit, and we look forward to meeting you that way. Finally, man, just thanks again for joining us. Pray your faith was encouraged, and we look forward to journeying with you in the days ahead. So have a blessed day.